morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Live Unto Him. Our text taken from the book of Romans chapter 14 verse 8. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. Pastor Chris says, in life, many grapple with discontentment, burdened by various concerns and life's challenges. Often their dissatisfaction stems from not having learned the value and fulfillment of living unto Christ. Living unto Him means finding contentment and fulfillment in what pleases Him. And your displeasure is confined to that which also displeases Him. In other words, your displeasure can only be a reflection of His displeasure, which means you take nothing personally. You become impervious to personal offenses. If you claim to be living unto the Lord but still harbor hurt, offense, or anger, it raises the question of whether your desire to please the Lord is genuine. It brings to mind the story in 1 Samuel chapter 8 verses 4 to 7. The elders of Israel approached the prophet Samuel at Ramah, expressing their displeasure for a king to rule over them like other nations. Samuel, displeased by their request, prayed to the Lord. God responded, instructing Samuel to heed the people's voice, clarifying that their request was a rejection of him as their king rather than a rejection of Samuel. The prophet Samuel felt personally offended, but God corrected and taught him a great lesson about being impervious to hurt, as it was about him, not Samuel. Living for the Lord involves transcending personal feelings and aligning yourself with His divine will. Glory to God. Please take this confession with me. Dear Father, I choose to live for You and please You at all times. Full of love toward others, I align my desires with Your divine will. And my joy and satisfaction comes from pleasing You. Living for You and fulfilling my purpose in Christ. Amen. For further study, please read Colossians chapter 3 verse 23, Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, and 1 Samuel chapter 8 verses 4 to 7. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, living for the Lord involves transcending personal feelings and aligning yourself with His divine will. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarichardonline. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarichardonline to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.